There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin.
Coach, hindi na ako maghahanap ng trabaho. Mag-resign na ako, magbi-business na lang ako. Is that something you're ready for right now? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Get Hired Podcast episode. Hi and welcome to another episode of the Get Hired Podcast. And if you think that this topic is a little off of left field, na parang, hindi naman related yan dun sa Get Hired, I would have to tell you na I think it is kasi I get this type of message or comment in my videos every so often. And with the current sabihin natin challenges ng unemployment at underemployment sa bansa, there are a lot of people who would say this na lang, okay, kukunin ko na lang yung savings na meron ako, magkukwit ako, magsa-start na lang ako ng business. Kung gusto mo talagang yumaman, magbi-business ka. Okay, all of these again are valid. Pero what I would say is that we have to talk about how it's not for everyone. And because this podcast is made to help you find and land your dream job, hindi natin naaalisin sa options na yan yung possibility that your dream job is a job that you will create. Hindi mo siya mahahanap, it's something that you would create for yourself. And with me being that kind of a person, diba? I'm the CEO of my own company. I lead my own team. In many ways, yung job description ko didn't exist when I first started this journey. So, may insight ako dun sa option na yan or sa choice na yan to leave the corporate world, leave being an employee and start your own company. Now, the first thing that we need to talk about is that it's not as easy as people would claim it is. And I'm saying that kasi lagi ko naman sinasabi sa inyo, grounded tayo sa reality dito, di ba? And I think yung frustration lang na narinig ko sa ibang tao na nagsasabi nga na yun, magkukwit na ako, magbibusiness na ako, madali naman yan. Kung gusto ko talaga yumaman, magbibusiness ako. They say it like, alam mo yun, switch lang siya, on and off, na parang madali lang talaga siyang gawin. When it's not. And partly to blame yung mga tao, mga self-professed business coaches would say na, anyone can start a business, anyone can be successful at this, no? And I want you to be realistic dun sa paggawa na decision na ito. Because like any other decision, it comes with its own set of risks. And one of the things I want to point out first is that you don't need to believe everything that everyone says. And yes, that includes me, no? And you have to be wary about people who have a vested interest, no? Pag sila natin vested interest, ibig sabihin may personal silang makukuha sa'yo. When they say na mag-business ka na lang, if they are selling you something, if they're trying to make you franchise isang business na meron din sila, if they're trying to get you into multi-level marketing, if they're trying to get you as a retailer, nung sarili nilang business, medyo ano tayo dyan, medyo ingat tayo. Now, I'm not saying na lahat ng mga tao na ganun ay hindi mapagkakatiwalaan. All I'm saying is that maging mapagmatyag ka, di ba? Tingnan-tingnan mo lang din. Mag-research ka rin, lumabas ka rin, magtanong-tanong ka rin around to make sure that legitimate talaga yung decision na yun. Yung hindi yung nadadaan lang tayo sa emosyon na parang, alam mo yun, minsan lalagay pa talaga nila dun sa messaging na Pagod ka na ba sa boss mo? Magsasawa ka na ba mag-overtime? Di ka ba nakakaipon? O ito, mag-business ka. Diba? And then they will hook you with their own success story. Magpapakita sila ng kotse, diba? Magharang kotse at bahay, ganyan. Minsan, ano rin naman, diba? Hindi naman pala sa kanila. Pero all of these discoveries nangyayari upon closer examination. So that's what I want you to do. Anyone who tells you na, mag-quit ka na lang, mag-business ka na lang, tingnan mo muna, bakit, ano yung makukuha nila? Diba? Bakit nila sinasabi ito sa akin? Ano yung makukuha nila if I make that decision? At kung meron silang pansariling interest, medyo mas mag-ingat tayo ng kaunti. So when should you think about just starting off and just building your own business? There are a few things that you may want to ask yourself. The first question is why? Now, if ang sagot sa why na yan is really personal, di ba? Yung ano na ako, sobrang burnt out na ako sa work, feeling lost na ako. Think of ways din na parang, okay, is this feeling about being an employee in general? Or is this feeling just because of this job in particular? Kasi kung tungkol lang siya dun sa job na yun, again, the safer bet would still be to look for another company, another job na hindi ganun ka-stressful, hindi ganun ka-toxic yung environment. Baka yun yung solution and not necessarily for you to take the risk to start your own business. Okay, so again, i-re-imagine natin or i-breakdown natin yung why question. Why do you want to start your own business? Now, if your answer is because you really believe in something, there is this product, there's this service that you could give na alam mo, makakaalagwa ka if you're in your own business, diba? By all means, chalk that up to, okay, that's a good thing. Diba? If your purpose is, okay, kasi wala na talaga akong oras for my family and my children are at that age na they need me more, then go ahead, diba? May mga magagandang benefits talaga yan. But if your why is just because you're tired, or, eh kasi sabi nung friend ko, ito yung ginawa niya, tapos umaman siya. Medyo mag-ingat-ingat lang tayo. So again, dig deep and ask your why. Now, we always start off with the why question. Kahit sa personal podcast ko sa Trying Hard With Like, I always say that. Sa mga talks that I give, especially to younger people, to college students, I always say that. You always have to start with your why. And the reason is because once you have your why nailed down, madali na yung mga next questions. Madali, pero hindi naman, ibig sabihin ay hindi na mahalaga. Now, kung ano yung mga questions na susunod, pag-usapan natin right after this quick break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, welcome back sa ating discussion. Should you start your own business, di ba? And just quit being an employee. Bakit ba ako magtitiis mag-empleyado when I could be my own boss? Now, the first question again is why? Why do you want to do this? Doon na tayo sa second question, which is what? No? Yung what question na yan when it comes to having your own business is even harder to answer than the why sometimes. Kasi yung why madaling sagutin eh. Ayoko na. Bakit nga ba ayoko mag-iempleyado? Kasi ayoko ng boss. Ayoko ng strict yung oras ko. Gusto ko meaningful yung work ko, which is actually one of my reasons why I quit my corporate job. Parang feeling ko wala masyadong meaning yung ginagawa ko. I wanted to do something with the current the situations of education. So that was my why. It was very easy to answer. But the what question when it comes to starting your own business can be hard to answer. And yung what na yun is, what kind of business should I start? Diba? What kind of product should I sell? What kind of service should I offer? Now, yung what question na yan, although, again, there are people who would be successful in retail, in franchising, in joining well-established companies, di ba? Bili ka na lang ng branch mo, magtayo ka ng branch mo. Ah, successful yung mga milk tea shop, mag-milk tea rin ako. Yung ganong klaseng success, it does happen. Pero I want to stress right here, this is a question of what kind of business should I put up. You really have to have a solid interest in the field that you're trying to enter. Bakit ka magtatayo ng milk tea shop kung hindi ka naman mahilig talaga sa milk tea? Which is the reason why ako talagang walang makapag-convince sa akin to open up my own milk tea shop. Kasi hindi ako umiinom ng milk tea eh. So, anong dahilan para gawin ko yon when I can't even consume my own product? It has to be something personal to you. Diba? Gusto mo mag-negosyo ng alahas. Pero mahilig ka ba sa alahas? Marami ka bang alam dito? O kung hindi man, handa ka bang matuto about it? Because once you enter that field, once you start that business, you will have to learn a lot of new things. So, babalik tayo dun sa why. If ang why mo, kaya gusto mo mag-quit is kasi ang dami nilang pinapa-workshop sa akin, ang dami kong kailangang aralin. As an accountant, as a psychometrician, kailangan ko mag-attend sa sobrang daming workshops. Diba? Kung ayaw mong matuto ng bago, naku, having a business could be hard for you because being an entrepreneur forces you to learn so many new things at kailangan mabilisan. Paperwork, di ba? Yung accounts, yung research sa products, sa services, yung research sa mga sa competitors mo, ang dami mong aaralin. So again, it has to be something that you really care about, something that you're passionate about. Something na kahit na yun yung pag-usapan ng isang buong araw na tuloy-tuloy, okay lang sa'yo. Okay? So those are things to consider when you ask the question, what kind of business should I put up? Ako personally, no, sa experience ko rin, yun talagang mga bagay na gusto kong ginagawa. Like sometimes, ang leading question ko dito is, what are the things that I'm willing to do for free? And then the next question is, how can I get paid for those? That really works for me. And if you want us to talk about yung journey ko into being who I am and owning my own business, having my own team, let me know na lang sa Facebook accounts ko, sa social media accounts ko. Pero that has worked for me. Again, ask yourself, what are the things I'm willing to do for free? And then how can I get paid doing that? That could also be a good start to help you answer the what question. Okay? Now, yung third question natin is the how question. Ito na yung technical stuff. Diba? What kind of business do I want to put up? Okay, this is what I want to do. How can I build that business? Doon na tayo sa nitty-gritty niyan. And it does take a lot of research. You may have to ask people. You may have to make mistakes along the way. No? And the thing with owning your business is that itong risk na to, sayo na siya. Direkta na siya. Direct hit na siya sayo. Hindi katulad nung nagtatrabaho tayo as an employee, di ba? If nalulugi yung company, sumusweldo ka pa rin. Ideally ito, alam natin sa realidad, minsan hindi ganun. Pero yung projection, okay, positive ba, nag-grow ba yung company? Di ba? As an employee, sometimes you couldn't care less about that kasi ang importante lang, ginagawa mo yung kailangan mong gawin every day. Di ba? You clock in, you clock out, and then you're done. Pero pag isa yung business, lahat yan po problemahin mo. So yung how do you start your business? How do you grow your business? That comes after. So again, three questions, no? We have why. Why do you want to start your own business? It has to be for the right reasons, not just because you want to escape something. Because you will find most of the things you want to escape, nandun din siya sa pagtatayo mo ng business. Second thing, what kind of business do you want to put up? And third thing, how can you start that business? Now, there's a fourth question, a bonus question. And this is also very important, lalo na sa Filipino context. I'll be very blunt with you. The fourth question is, who? Who do I want to partner up with? Who do I want to work with? Who do I want to invest in this company? Who do I want to be part of this vision, this company? And that who question is actually very important. There are people who would invest in the right business but not in the right people. I've seen so many people who, alam niyo, were fooled by good friends, by relatives even, dahil sinama nila yun sa negosyo, hindi pala katiwa-tiwala. So that's another thing you need to talk about, kung meron kang partners, to think about kung ikaw mag-isa, who are the people you are willing to work with, who you are willing to be in the trenches with when you start your business. Make that decision before you even start your business para madali to say no kapag may temptation na. Kasi dito sa Pilipinas, usong-uso yung, ay, nako, may business ka, o sige, itong pinsan mo, walang trabaho, isama mo dyan, di ba? Pero kung hindi part yon ng vision mo, if you don't see that working out, if you find na, okay, ayokong haluan to ng personal relationship at feelings, di ba? Ayokong i-risk yung pagmamahal sa pamilya dito sa negosyo na to, then those decisions need to be made before you even start. Before you start becoming successful. Okay? So, four things to think about before you say, hindi na ako mag-aaral ng trabaho, mag-start na lang ako ng business. Or hindi na ako magtatrabaho, mag-start na lang ako ng business. Okay? So, food for thought, I'm hoping yung mga nagtanong sa akin yan, na parang, okay, mag-business na lang ako, nakikinig kayo. And if it ever crosses your mind then in the future, hopefully, these guidelines help you make those decisions. Wala namang sigurado kung tutuusin, no? Walang sigurado sa mundo. Pero it's all about minimizing the risk or at least taking on the risk pero knowing what's at stake. That's what I want you to take away from this episode. Okay? So thanks for listening. If you want to send your own questions, you can go and visit our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyka. So get hired by TAMLYQA. You can send your stories inbox para masagot ko like this episode right here. Or kung meron ding updates for new episodes at iba pang mga polls natin. Also for other important announcements, go ahead and check out that Facebook page. Follow this podcast if you want more. Share it with your friends if they're looking for a job. Hopefully mas marami tayong matulungan. Lalo na ngayong susunod na mga buwan, no? It's going to be challenging, you know, or almost halfway sa year in 2022 if you're listening to this right after it airs. Pero ang importante talaga is that hopefully, no, with the things that we equip you with, gives you a better shot at landing your dream job. That's all that I aim to do. All right? Thanks for listening and I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.